My name is Eric Hofer, and it is an honor and a pleasure to talk with a gentleman who is celebrating his 25th and final year in the broadcast booth, the voice of New Hampton Chickasaw Sports, the big guy, Neil Stone. Neil, an honor talking with you today, and I'd like to know, where'd you grow up, and how important were sports in your life as you grew up?
Well, Eric, thanks so much. I grew up with all of my siblings in Lawler up till when I was going to enter my junior year, and then my father had bought a farm out west of Lawler, and we moved out there after that. But my early years were in Lawler, and my grandpa and grandma lived right across the street from us. I'll never forget the times I had over there. And my grandma was deaf, but she was so sharp on everything. She was renowned for, being a sports fan. She loved the Dodgers and the Yankees, if you can believe that, because they were rivals back then. And I'd go over there, and we'd talk about it. She'd have them on the radio all the time, and she was quite a sports fan. So that's when I became a baseball fan, and that's when I became a Yankee fan. In 69, a Cubs fan, I still take guff about that with my twin hat with the Cubs and Yanks up there. My sons just give me grief all the time about it. But anyway, that's how it started with sports with me, with my Grandma Stone. My dad was so busy, he didn't have a lot of time for sports, but I became a Yankee fan, and then, I became a Packer fan. In 1957, when Vince Lombardi came to Green Bay, and everybody knows what happened after that. I became a Packer fan and still am to this day. I'll never forget the Packer game with the Eagles back in 58-59 when Chuck Bednarik, one of the meanest football players ever for the Eagles. I remember watching that game. Packers lost it, but after that they didn't lose too many. And then, of course, the Boston Celtics. I have always been a Celtics fan, not so much now because I'm not a big NBA fan now with how the game is or whatever and all the personalities, but I became a Celtics fan about the same time, actually earlier, when I was 7 or 8 with Bob Cousy and Tommy Heinsohn, Hondo Havlicek, all those great players, Bill Russell of the past, and then following up to when Larry Bird and Magic Johnson were going at it. That was the golden age of basketball back then, and then Michael Jordan following with the Chicago Bulls. And I just loved the NBA back then. Not so much now, but the Celtics are in the finals, so I am following. But I've got some fond memories of sports back when I grew up, and that's why I'm a sports fan today.
How did you get to become the voice of the New Hampton Chickasaws? How'd that take place?
Yeah, one of your questions is going to be funny moments in this. This is one of them. Sonny Kalichik and I were sitting in the stands, and I don't know if we were playing Charles City or whoever it was, but the broadcaster for the sports there on Dual Network, Cumulus owned the station back then. And he had left to the southern part of the United States for a job, and I remember Scott Hoagland came up. Son Kalisha and me were sitting there. Scott Hoagland was our head coach then. And like a scene out of a Godfather movie, he said to us, "I'm going to give you two guys an offer that you will not refuse." Like holding a gun to our head, Godfather scene. "You won't refuse this or else," something like that, So that's how it started. That's how it started back then. And you talk about being intimidated. Eric, oh man, was I intimidated. I wasn't going to do it. I didn't want to do it, but I was so scared about it. It's sort of like your first time public speaking. You know what I'm saying? That's the big fear of people is public speaking. But we just went ahead and feel the fear and do it anyway. And Sonny was with me for a year, and then he just didn't want to do it anymore, and it just culminated from there. And here I am in my 25th year. So that's how it started. Back in the 77-78 season, right at the New Hampton gym at that time, Scott Holland coming up there and said, "You will do this."
Were you nervous for that first broadcast? What was going through your mind as you prepared for that game?
Well, actually, you know, we were intimidated, and I was scared. And Coach Hogan said, I'm going to send somebody up there to help you through the first broadcast. And that was John Winter, who was the girls' broadcaster up till that point. The Kenny boys were the broadcasters for the boys' side, but he went through us with the first broadcast, and then we just kind of took it over. Was it smooth after that? Well, it really wasn't. You know, we still had a lot of glitches. When you're doing things for the first time, it's not going to be smooth the first time. You know that. But it kind of evolved, and eventually we got a little bit better at it. So that's how it started.
We're talking with the big guy, Neil Stone, celebrating his 25th and final year in the broadcast booth, the voice of New Hampton Chickasaw Sports. All right, 25 years, lots of memories. Neil, what are some of your most fond memories about your time with the Chickasaws on the radio?
Oh, 25 years doing 7 sports, not 25 years doing them all, but 25 years doing 2 or 3 of them, then picked some up. But probably my fondest memory was in my 2nd or 3rd year, whatever, when New Hampton Chickasaw football team won the state championship in 1999. I'll never forget that year, and I did it with my oldest son. That made it even more special. And that was a lot of fun, as that team was a great team with several great athletes. If you remember some of them, I'm not sure, but back in the day, they were quite a football team. We lost to Clear Lake, 1st or 2nd game of the year, and our team got together by themselves and made an oath and a commitment. This is the last game we're going to lose. And they committed to doing things right, no extracurricular activities, nothing. It was all about football, and they followed suit. And that was a great football team, and, man, were they fun to talk about. Derek Souser, Chris Winter, Jason Rice, among the players on that team, all-state caliber players. That was a lot of fun to talk about. And a lot of big playoff wins with head coach Scott Ferris. He was the head coach then. He's the head coach now, and everybody knows about Scott Ferrix. He's very respected, and now he's also our athletic director. And a lot of big playoff wins in football, and back then, you know, a lot of years was 4 teams made it out till 2 teams made it out 5 or 6 years. Now it's back to 4, but there is times we were the lower seed, 4 seed, and we'd have to play the 1 seed. I remember at least 3 times we upset the number 1 seed out of the other district. And that was because of our district, with Charles City, Crestwood, Decor, and all them teams in there. So those were fun moments also. And then volleyball, when our current owner, Jim Koloff, Koloff Media, took it over in 08, they said, we will do volleyball. You going to do it? You know, man, you talk about being – I was more intimidated with volleyball coming up, Eric, than starting my first broadcast. You know, that's like hockey. Yeah. It's a hard sport to broadcast. But I went on to do volleyball, got 2 great ladies to help me, and Heather Roush and Jeanette Lowers, and I actually love to do volleyball now. It's really a fun sport, especially when you got 2 good teams that play well. And then basketball, several moments in basketball. I remember a few years ago with Ryan Rouse, head coach, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and Tristan Schweitz was there his senior year. You probably remember this too. We upset AP at Crestwood. Then Crestwood, they were, I don't know if they won the league that year or not, but they were very good. We beat them. We beat them, and that was right over Charles City that night. So that was a great memory also. We went to state 1 year. I remember 1 game against you guys. You guys had a great team. You beat us twice. I forget some of the kids on that team, but, man, you had a powerhouse team, and one of the kids played at the University of Iowa.
Greg Bruner.
Bruner, I think he was on the team. Roddinghouse was on the team. Several. You won the league that year. And we played you at the old Wartburg Gym. And we upset you. We upset you. And that was a great moment. I remember Al Swickrath was the broadcaster then. And we went out and had one after the game there at Joe's. And I don't even think he'd talk to me. He was so upset and mad. So anyway, that was a great memory. Several memories with basketball. And then the girls' basketball, we went to state in 2000 with Chad Pimble. Kit Hegel was the player on that. Back in the early years, basketball, we had a lot of girls' basketball. Had some great memories there. We had some good teams. Not quite as good now, but hopefully they turn around. Wrestling, I can't say enough about the sport of wrestling. I grew into just love that sport. I remember when my kids were growing up, they despised the sport. You know, they were basketball, that's it. They despised wrestling. Now they're all wrestling fans because they follow the University of Iowa, and everybody knows about the history of University of Iowa wrestling, and they do follow high school wrestling. But wrestling, I really have a lot of great memories with Tyler LaBose and myself. I'm really going to miss broadcasting with him. Going down to do the state duels, won that a few times down there. New Hampton has a great history with wrestling, as does Charles City, of course. And just so many memories with wrestling, too numerous to mention, really. Just phenomenal. I do remember that year we came back and won the duels. And then the same year, all we had to do was win one consolation match on Saturday, and we lost it by 1 point. We lost the traditional tournament by 1 point after dominating the state duels, and I'll never forget that. But that's part of sports. So anyway, softball, we've had some good softball teams in the past. You all know all about that. Charles City's had some great teams over the years, been to state several times. I think during my tenure, we went to state 3 times, and I think we won a game every time we were down there. So I went to state 3 times and had a great time doing softball. So I got some other stuff here. Oh, baseball. Now we're talking baseball. Can't leave baseball out. That's my favorite sport, but not my favorite sport to broadcast. We got a great coach, and Coach Corey McDonald, he's been here several years now, has built this program, and also he's been the leader in this beautiful ballpark we've got here, the Diamond of the Year in 021. I don't know if you knew that. Yeah, 2021 baseball, high school baseball Diamond of the Year. And you look out there, you and me were talking about before this, what a beautiful setting it is out there. So he's been instrumental in everything, has built this baseball program up. And my fondest memory of baseball with him and New Hampton baseball was 3 years ago in 2019, went to the state tournament for the first time ever. We were knocking on the door several times with some of the great teams we had, but could never win the sub-state final. Denver was a big part in that. And then last year, Eric, I'll never forget that year. We were barely 500. We were barely 500. And we upset the number one team in the state, Rowan Story. So that was a great memory also. So lots of great memories. I could go through and pick out 100 memories of sports, but that's going to take too long to do. So that's just a broad scope of my memories with sports.
What is, you know, you mentioned you love to broadcast so many of these sports, and you mentioned 7 sports in all. What is your favorite to broadcast, Neil?
Well, it's not my favorite sport, even though I love the sport. It's football. There's something about small-town high school football on Friday nights, and I hope they don't diminish that. Now we're seeing football, college football, being played on Friday nights, and college coaches really don't like that. They respect high school Friday night football. It's just something about football on Friday night, as you know, with small towns through the state of Iowa and the country. The prep you got to do for the game, It's probably the longest broadcast of all the sports. It involves a lot of things and probably draws the most people. And it's a sport that people talk about. Football would probably be my number one favorite to broadcast.